studios of BBS Radio and here in Central Illinois. We are so glad you decided to join us on this beautiful Saturday morning or afternoon, whatever it happens to be for you. And we have a very enlightening show with a wonderful light worker, Cariel Quinley. And we're going to be talking the entire show about ascension. And she is an expert on that, as I am, and we're going to explore her techniques, tools, and information, which she has a vast wealth of information that you're not going to want to miss. Before we get to that, I have a few announcements and things that I like to share. Usually at the start of the program, I either bring through messages from Spirit or special announcements, and I'm going to do that right now. In my email box recently, I received a review from a reader on the book that I have published with Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. And these are channeled messages from Diana on establishing peace in the Middle East and elsewhere in the world. And this is what the reader had to say. The content of this book makes my heart sing with honest and humble accounts of everyday monstrosities that have hindered the meaning of life. Diana strives to get her continuing concern across to the nations and change things for good. I feel Diana's energy and spirit in every word that is written, and there is no doubt in my mind that all the messages have come through Marcia for a higher purpose that soon the world will accept, as many of us do already. This world is in need of help, and those already ascended can and do help. We thank God that people like Marcia are able to relay the messages to the rest of the world. It's with joy and gratitude that I was connected to Marcia by John Lennon himself, and that in itself is proof enough of the authenticity of Marcia's work. Her illustrations exude love and appreciation from Diana and Mother Mary. Marcia is truly connecting to Source, enabling such wonderful light workers to continue their work from beyond the limitations of the body. As a fellow light worker, I cherish all that Marcia is doing for mankind, as I do those who are blessed to have her channel them. So if you want more information about the book, you may visit my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And you can also email me with questions for readings at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. Also, I want to mention before we move into our interview, you were listening to some very exciting and wonderful music that is being channeled from Spirit through the mediumship of Bob Murray. And you were listening to The Peaceful Planet Mix, which was originally written by Bob, and then the lyrics were written by myself. And then it was sung by Chris Morris, who used to host a radio program here on BBS. And we thank Chris for his talents and inspiration in bringing that song to form. If you are by chance a music producer or agent and are interested in finding out more about what we're doing with this special project where the music is being inspired from the great John Lennon and George Harrison, among others, some famous and some not, please send an email to dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. That will reach me that way. So, we have a very interesting show today and much to cover with our very special guest, Cariel Quinley, and our focus is on ascension. For those of you that have heard my show before, you probably know that I am hosting an ascension series, and I try to feature guests from all over the world that have expertise and can further illumine this quantum awakening that is happening on the planet amongst not only light workers, but the entire fabric of mankind. And we are going to focus on key issues that Cariel will be highlighting for us. And as we do, we always open the show with angel readings. Cariel's also a gifted intuitive, and as well I am. So you can connect with the archangels. You can ask a question. You can ask myself and Cariel will be standing by as well. She's also gifted. So in any event, we'd like you to call 877-876-5227, or you may call toll-free as well in Canada, 888-810-8322. So if you're listening today and joining us and you have a preponderance or a question, either myself or Cariel can tune into your vibration for a good question, and we will be glad to take your call. So if we don't happen to get calls, I'm going to go ahead and read Carol's bio here, and then we'll continue to keep our lines open if you have questions for Carol or myself about Ascension or you'd like a reading. This is Carol's bio. Carol Quinley is the founder of Heartless Institute and owner of Sacred Mass Productions. She's the author of the Crop Circle Cards. She is a transpersonal counselor, hypnotherapist, past life regressionist who teaches classes in consciousness, mysticism, ascension, healing, spiritual psychology, multidimensionality, ET, angelic human race, UFO, and Great Awakening Peace Movement, the Holy Grail tours to England and Scotland and Ireland, and the sacred sites and crop circles. So Carol has touched on just about everything in her work, and we are really glad to have you on the show. How are you today, Carol?
I'm wonderful, thank you. It's such
it's
a pleasure
great
to
of
be
you
here.
To come on this show. I'm sorry?
It's a pleasure to be here, yeah.
It's
and to be able to share.
Pardon me?
And to be able to share. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine now. You're coming through just fine. You have so much to teach and offer, and our topic, of course, is Ascension. And every time I have an author or expert on about Ascension, I like to ask them their quote-unquote definition of what Ascension is. And it's a multi-complex situation that we have going on here on Earth. And I know that it's totally underreported by the mass media. They have no idea that this is going on. So if you could just kind of open us up to the idea of Ascension from your point of view and give us your definition.
Yes. I see it as a shifting of consciousness to higher frequencies. But most of all, I see it as shining the light on what needs to be changed and revealing where we've become perhaps complacent in our lives. Perhaps a part of the journey is to bring up some of the shadow material that, in fact, some of us thought 10 years ago was almost non-existent, that we had already dealt with it. Unfortunately, much needs to be revealed in order that we do some deep inner work, even further, in terms of our own healing process. What I see, a lot of the reactionary stuff going on in terms of, let's jump in and I'm going to pinpoint the Muslim and the Christian fundamentalism, not that they're to blame so much as there's a reason for what's going on with that right now. And it really is, they're wonderful mirrors of one another. And they really do have so much in common. It's quite incredible. But they are steeped in tradition, and that there's a in their belief systems, and it's their program belief systems that really haven't come about, at least for many of them, on an independent level of thinking. But that there's a literally logic goes out the window in many cases, and there is a sense of fear of being of change. There's a sense of fear of anything that is different from what they're used to, so that there's a lot of they're into control, in other words.
Yeah.
And what I'm profiling is so many people actually who are control freaks right now because they're scared and that they have these traumas that they haven't dealt with. And I think that's my emphasis today because, you know, I do come from the therapist modality, so and I'm very well aware of people are in pain right now. So many are in pain.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Carol, that you bring up that aspect because in my work with Diana, I have to pick up this incredible corollary here. She says that religion is largely a serious issue for mankind right now, especially fundamentalist religion of any kind, because religious righteousness and the so-called Word of God is inspiring so much hate around the world, be it in, you know, the terrorist bombings in the Middle East that are going on daily, or be it in the more fundamentalist religious right circles that are promulgating this. And the very idea that God would will any kind of violence or any kind of harm on another person, and the fear and control that these religions still hold over the mass consciousness, not to mention that all of these traditions, of course, are great traditions in and of their essence, but they've taken, been taken out of context. And what's happening now among light workers is so marvelous, because the ascension is essentially the quintessential answer to so much of that fundamentalist garbage. But, you know, I think that I say this with all due respect to the great world religions and teachers, and I know you do too.
Yes.
And I think you're coming from your teaching in ascension from a therapeutic point of view. I'm coming from a point of view of working on world peace issues with Diana in my channeling, and also I've worked with other higher ascended masters, guides, and then, of course, with Ra occasionally, and that work is awesome, too, and he has written, of course, the books The Law of One through Carla Rueckert and works through David Wilcox, so they have some very powerful material to augment on the ascension process as well, and are probably some of the most well-regarded, and I know you ascribe to that, so I'm curious how you made the transition from being a therapist interested in spirituality to the work that you are now doing, which is so diverse, and how this process is working for you and how it's continuing to grow.
Well, I think it is all connected to my spirituality and my growth as a human being, and being emotionally involved and not cut off from that level of life. You know, I grew up in an abusive situation, and as I'm sure you're well aware, many of us therapists have had wounds that we've healed. And
That's very true, and very commendable, by the way.
Yes, and there is the gift, and I must say it's all perfectly ordained. You know, as I've come through all the different levels of growth and dealing with anger and so forth, and arriving at a place of knowing that this was a gift to me, actually, through the lesson plan of my soul. And from the experience, I've learned, first of all, compassion, and again, to take helping the process through just being a model. If we just realize that, rather than preaching to people and forcing them to change, I'm all about opening a door and just helping to facilitate that, rather than telling people what to do. And which I feel they then see a modeling of behavior from me and others that then help them to change any old negative behaviors. So I use the wonderful tools at my disposal. Of course, as a therapist, I use EFT, which is emotional freedom therapy, and hypnosis, and that works beautifully with revealing where the real root of the problem, you know, the different issues that people are dealing with is lies. So that
now this is a time like no other. And we are being called upon, as I understand it, by the Ascended Masters and our source, God, to deal with a lot of our negativity and have it cleansed. So I assume from the way that you're speaking here that this is the work that you're all about. You're helping others to cleanse and heal from perhaps lifetimes of wounds. And you say you use hypnosis. Do you do past life regression when you work on hypnosis?
Oh, yes. I find that helps people, especially if they've been really overly traumatized, to go to a past life that, you know, puts some distance on the trauma. In other words, that will help them to see an energy or a storyline that is operating in their lives. We're basically made up of energy, as you well know, and And the field is vast, and we can connect to our Akashic records and all that information of all the deeds and words ever spoken and see a pattern so that we can see, well, what was the lesson here? What's the plan for you here? So that then anywhere one gets stuck along the way, we can retrieve that piece that got stuck. And I'm very well aware that trauma has left a person in pieces, basically.
Very
and of course,
often.
Trauma comes in different ways. And sometimes we're in denial about even having been through trauma, in other words. And
Ariel, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the telephone is cutting out a bit on me, and I'm not sure if we're using digital or analog today. But Don says that depending on which one we're using, we sometimes get these things with the verbiage on my end is undiscernible. Could you please repeat the last couple of sentences and reemphasize
sure.
that again? You're coming through now. Fine.
Okay. So you're saying that I'm breaking up is what you're saying.
Yeah. And
with another four, maybe.
Phone? Are you on
well,
a digital
you know,
phone, Carol?
No, I'm on an analog phone. I'm on my regular home phone. Because my cell phone is not the best to be using, unless you want me to.
I'm going to ask Don about that in a minute, but if it continues, we may pause and play some of our...
As one, over all the earth you go, just be as one to live as one, wherever we may go. We live in peace forevermore. No more fighting, no more wars, no more attack, no more bloodshed. Celebrate one God. God is love, we've all been told each in a different way. We proclaim love and an end to war, forevermore. We are one. God is love. We've all been told each other ever away. We proclaim love and an end to war forevermore at peace. A peaceful planet is being born from deep inside us. Proclaiming love forevermore, create the peace with you.
Go back to the interview now, Carol, if we can find our spot here. Where were we now, dear?
I was making the point about the fact that dealing with our pain from our histories, our childhoods, our unhealthy programs is really essential in this ascension process right now. And so one must take responsibility, in other words, for wherever they are at this moment to heal the past, to let it go. Now, a lot of people think that they have let it go and they have gone into denial. And that is the major problem in my counseling practice, where people need to really get to discern what's happening and how their subconscious is ruling their lives, because they are not in touch with it. They're disconnected.
We call that repression. Now, there may be a lot of light workers that say, oh, you know, I've cleared all my past lives. I've done all that. They haven't done anything, you know. And
it's
so
like
it
they've gone
religion.
Into escapism.
Yeah.
The escapism
a lot of people
is...
like. Go ahead. Escapism,
escapism it is a problem, and I call it false spirituality, in which people have literally denied that they have a problem because they think it would mean that they're not spiritual. And so that they pretend to live in this rose-colored garden, and they've disowned the shadow material, which means that it only then presents itself outside of ourselves. So that you have to then face it head on. And
I'm thinking of that young man that committed those atrocities this week, and I've been praying for those beloved souls who made their transition this week, you know, and, you know, things like that. I mean,
that's a perfect example.
Like you, that can help these kinds of. Now, I'm not sure where you are with your process, and I assume that you're probably not getting clients that are that far gone. But certainly, people like that could benefit from past life work and results.
Absolutely,
it sounds like this kid was weird from the very get go, and you know, I wasn't planning to get into him because it's so negative. But let's just hold
that's
the
a perfect example, though, because it shows
for our audience and for these beautiful souls that made their transition.
What I consider a severe case of one who has been shut down emotionally. And he has repressed the emotions and thereby become alienated from the rest of society. And that is, there is an epidemic of alienation right now.
There definitely is and has been for some time.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean the person is not necessarily going to become a mass murderer, but we need to identify these cases so that we can prevent the major problems. And what happens when a child has been abused and humiliated time and time again and has no self-esteem, they end up being very vulnerable to the mass media's hypnotic, violent programs.
Right.
And thus, I, as a hypnotherapist, of course, I see it and I understand how it operates. When you are staring at the TV for any length of time, you need to be aware of your subconscious mind being affected by it. And if you don't close the door to your subconscious mind when there's a negative program on, then then you can be influenced by it, is the point. And I see a lot of
that.
Yes, and, it,
and
children
I think
are vulnerable anyway because their subconscious minds are wide open.
They are.
You know, up until the age of
going on with the video games that are all about killing others and all of this. You know, I'm not for censorship, but I am for what we're trying to do here on BBS, which is to bring a positive message to uplift people, and we stay away from that kind of junk programming, you know?
Yes.
I'd like to see television transform. Very often I'm surfing the channels, you know, at night when I'm done with all my work during the day and I'm looking for something uplifting. There's nothing on, you know. They have house shows. They have all the talk news.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And you know, we need to have a couple New Age stations. So I know BBS is working on this, and I'd love to see it.
Clearly. I'm so pleased and so happy to be a part of it.
I'm so glad that I turned you on to BBS's
you did.
Programming.
Thank you.
And got you that show and everything. I think, you know, your stuff is wonderful. And, you know, you have so much other stuff to offer. I know you're probably an excellent therapist. And if people want to connect with you through the Hartlick Institute, that is your website, correct? www.hartlickinstitute.com?
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are many
other
websites.
They can call me if they want to. I can give my phone number also.
Okay. All right. Please do.
760-941-0608. That's
okay.
760-941-0608.
All right, and, you know, I do recommend that our listeners go and visit your website. It's got many links, and you're involved in many different types of classes as well, which I was interested in. I also teach some Ascension classes that I haven't recently, and I want to teach a few online, and I saw you had that. Oh, tell us a little bit about your Ascension classes and what kinds of topics you're covering in those.
Yeah, once again, the person becomes connected through therapy and owns their inner child and so forth and goes through all that, then I'm there to help them to connect to their higher self. Because what I do is I train people to first connect to the subconscious mind and then the superconscious mind. So those two go hand in hand, and it's through that subconscious connection that so much can shift for a person. So through my, it's called Blueprinting Your Life in Light, that workshop is helping people to get the emotion, the tools to use mind travel and to connect to the divine source or that superconscious field of energy and our angels and our spirit guides. And to get these allies for guidance and healing, which are so essential right now. If I recommend that the first thing people do is learn who their guardian angel is, and how they're operating, and be aware that they're there all the time, and it's just simply a matter of invoking them to come forth and to really have an interactive process with them.
You know, that's one of the things that I cover in my Ascension classes, too, is helping people to learn to access their guides and angels and hopefully receive a name while they do meditation. I personally believe that meditation is the key to beginning to uncover and understand our higher guides and angels, and this really can open one to the spiritual path if it's used correctly and carefully. Of course,
and that's so essential because as long as it's used correctly and not used
right.
for escapism, and I, again, use that term because I do see so many people who have not done the process of connecting their souls to their bodies, and if that is essential first, and then one can meditate. But if you just go into meditation with a disconnect to begin with, you then become on the, you go into, again, denial, and it's a problem.
Well, I've heard, and I haven't had this experience, but my channeling just opened up for me in a gradual way, but I had always been able to connect with what I call my higher self, or, you know, other people use different names, and then I became aware of those that were my spirit guides, and I could actually hear from them on occasion. And this was way before I worked on developing my psychic skills, you know. But people do need to be careful not to connect with negative energies. But if they haven't done their psychological work, which is what you're talking about, they can sometimes pick up negative energy, and then they can have a frightening experience instead of an enlightened experience. So,
well, and again,
there's a lot of pitfalls.
Yeah, exactly. And again, this just reinforces what I said earlier about the vulnerableness of those who have been abused and never dealt with the trauma, is that they can be easily influenced by these negative forces. And that's why our society needs to pay attention to this national pastime of violent video games that are so detrimental.
I completely concur with your opinion on that, and I think this trash needs to be really voluntarily removed from the airways, because it's creating so many of these copycats. You know, when I've been a teacher all my life, and when I was teaching in a rural district some 7 years ago, there was some kid in the senior class that had seen the Columbine video and wanted to do a copycat right at our school. It just so happened to be Halloween. It just so happened that I was taking the art club out to the cemetery for the day to do some grave rubbings and some drawings. And we had the wildest time, because this guy's name was Jason, and he apparently told some friends that he was planning to do something to our high school. And I was kind of glad that we were leaving the premises for the afternoon and that the students would be with me elsewhere, and I don't think that he knew anything about it, but they got there and they suddenly freaked out and said, what if he comes to the cemetery? And the cemetery has a lot of interesting history, too. That's kind of an aside. You know, there have been all kinds of things. Of course, with each cemetery, there are myths and legends, and some of them are true. So anyway, they freaked out. I gathered them all up, put them back in the van, and drove back to the school. Nothing happened. Our superintendent handled it beautifully. And they did go to this kid's house, and he did have a loaded gun with him. And they got him, and they reprimanded him, and they got him out of school. But, you know, there's too many guns around. There's too much of this negativity in the programming.
Again, it's being able
to... video games.
Yeah, defining your life where your fear lies, so that you won't be vulnerable to those who might use that against you, is the point. What we have is a program specifically in our culture, of fear propaganda that the government uses it very well and knows how to use it. And, you know, code orange and code red immediately puts people who have not healed their trauma, it puts them right back into their wound. And then you have all these stressed out people. Of course, it keeps my business going very nicely. But, you know, then I have to help them to identify where that original wound is so that they can handle stress.
Yeah. You know, I want to focus a little bit, if we may, on the positive aspects of ascension. I know you deal with...
Let me just point out one thing here, though. What I see is two worlds operating in terms of what's happened with trauma. And again, I have to focus on this because this is so essential for people to get. We've got a world where people have awakened, and I call it the Great Awakening, where people have literally identified where their past trauma is and healed that. And they have now then ascended to higher frequencies where they're now creating the lives that they want. And they're no longer hindered by those blocks, like I said, of those scattered pieces of themselves. They have done the inner work, and, of course, I facilitate them to collect and retrieve the parts of themselves that were missing. And once, again, they're in that world, there is no going back. They have taken care of business in terms of their fears. They can literally then see the whole new world open up to them. And they're living on a very different reality, is what I'm trying to say. But those that I call that are still in the nightmare, so to speak, are living on the lower frequencies of the first and up to the third chakra. They literally are still kept at that level of consciousness, of fear-based material.
So-called third-dimensional living. And then we move
right.
to the fourth and the fifth when we begin to awaken to our divine potential. And those
exactly.
of us who channel and who work with angels know exactly what you're talking about. And those listeners out there who are tuning into you and I can contact either one of us if they're wanting more information about empowerment and becoming a fully self-actualized human being, which basically means that you have to open up to your intuitive ability. So it's not a matter of choice, really, here. It's a matter of,
That's right.
you know,
we really no longer have the luxury of just being complacent. We really must be doing a concerted effort and checking ourselves to monitor to see where at any given time we are and whether we're in fear or whether we're in love. And there is the major technique that I help to teach is creative visualization for people
mm-hmm.
so that they are creating the lives that they want. And they find what they happens once they enter this higher frequency is synchronicities. In other
mm-hmm.
words, they have the right people and the right things coming their way all the time. And they find that they have more choices when it comes to choosing between, the people in their lives, more ideas to choose from, and they have, so they're just, the extremes are no longer dominating their lives. In other words, the deep pit no longer enters. They're learning how to learn a balance, in other words. Between letting go of addictions is a major thing for people. And I don't know about you, but I'm well aware of the addiction in our society to fame. And that is a big one that I'm just...
Isn't it just a joke how these people are out for fame and, you know, recognition...
They are so out of touch with their true selves that they have to create mm-hmm. this false facade to keep themselves from dealing with the pain. They're so caught up in that falseness because again it's like a drug that anesthetizes the pain and once you finally do get through and work through the pain it's not an issue for people and they can be their authentic selves and so it's a beautiful
I've seen that in many individuals that I've come in contact with who've learned to connect with their guides and their angels, and there's a tremendous amount of spiritual growth, and their lives are taking on new shape and new form as a result of that. And your guides and your angels are looking out for you 24/7. And once you know who your team is on the other side,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, you can operate with your own sense of direction and integrity. You don't need a religious teaching or a minister. You have your own integrity there. But it does take some self-discipline to go through those kinds of steps. And fortunately, there are teachers like yourself and myself who are willing to work with people to help them understand this process. And it's my understanding that over time, the human race will awaken and it will be 100% more harmonious than it has been in the past. And that a lot of the aberrations that we're seeing right now, such as the tragic event that happened this week with the young man at Virginia Tech, and also, the wars and so on, there's going to be a lot less interest in violence and killing in the future. And as more and more of our indigo children, the generation behind you and I, begin to wake up to their intuitive skills, they're going to be, the ones that are leading and directing society, as well as the light workers in your generation and mine, who are going to be leading society. And society's no longer going to put up with it, is how I see it. At least I'm working for a gradual awakening on the one hand and, a cleanup effort on the other. And my work, of course, involves, the Middle East, and that's a very complex issue. But to put it simply, we have to stop the killing in the name of God. We have to stop the wars and the, the corporate things that are going on as well. You know, the multi-billion dollar corporations that are funding, for instance, all of these weapons and everything. We have to stop the weapons race. There's so many issues that need to be cleaned up.
Yeah, but I do feel
that there is hope for humanity, and that in spite of appearances looking worse, they're not worse. It's just that these...
Well, like I say, I think it's Ascension has brought up to clearly identify what needs to be changed. And so that's not bad at all. That's very good. And
now, I'm curious, too, because I have a lot of information from the guides and masters that I've worked with about, you know, the purpose of the Earth changes and the solar rays coming in and affecting our planet. And I saw that you had a lot of that on your website. I was just curious what your thoughts were on... you know, the higher energies coming in, Earth changes, and or anything else that you wanted to comment on that's fascinating material.
Well, in my meditations, I've been able to pick up, at least in my abilities, and I'm not yet walking on water, so I haven't yet quite become totally enlightened. But I
do know, some of us will be able to levitate. I was told that I would be able to.
I have to confess, I have levitated, and I laugh at it, and we kind of I joke with my friends. But it was a Kundalini experience, and I don't know if you're in touch with how that operates in the body.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I think I've had it a few times, but I don't know if I've had the full activation. I don't know if I'm ready for that one yet. Tell me about the levitation.
Like,
you just hit on something really interesting here. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, it starts at the base of the spine, and it just goes up through the chakra system. And quite literally, again, if you haven't dealt with your trauma, then each one of those chakras will be kicked off, and any debris and traumas that are left in them, you will definitely be forced to deal with.
So in other words, you will not have a Kundalini activation until you've cleared your chakras, which that does make perfect sense.
Well, no, that's not what I said, but
I'm sorry.
The idea.
Rephrase it.
You can't, once it's activated, and sometimes it happens naturally, a spontaneous Kundalini, is that it will force you into counseling, is what I'm trying to say, because of the weirdness of the whole experience. Just knocks you off your feet.
And I've read people's accounts of that on the Internet, where they had a sudden Kundalini activation, and then they began to channel, and other things came in, and it was like they had to seek some help somewhere because they just awakened.
Clearly, yeah. I mean, it really, the good experience is one who then has it rise all the way fully to the cosmic orbit and above the crown, so that you can then connect to your God source. And it's in a wonderful, a blissful state. You know, but most of us, unfortunately, aren't in total balance. And so what we're dealing with is it usually takes a process of cleansing as you've been identified where you need to do your counseling work. And literally, again, the first chakra is survival. That's the level of consciousness. And then you then deal with your next level of consciousness, which is the emotional relationship level, the second chakra. And then the power struggles occur and so forth. And you have to deal with all these levels. You know, this is the initiation process. And so many of us are on, you know, the initiation path.
Exactly.
And it's not to be feared. I don't want to give it any kind of ominous sort of connotation. It really is something that we must go through in order to then break through to our divine selves. The whole concept being that we have covered over our divinity with so much of this pain. And we must deal with, again, those levels and layers. And when you peel them away, then the experience, you can levitate. You can be telepathic. You can be, again, all the siddhas, the wonderful or experiences of plugging into the universe and all the teachers. And you can have encounters with angels, literally, physical, angelic humans that I have witnessed on this planet. Literally, they're walking around. And when you enter, again, that fifth dimensional level frequency, you literally will have physical encounters with these angels. And again, they look like humans, but their aura is like 50 miles wide. So you know the
Absolutely.
Difference.
And you know, I've had lots of contact from the so-called ascended masters, Diana, John Lennon, and many,
yes.
many others who have working on the other side to uplift humanity in their various tasks that they've been given. But one of the most awesome contacts I've received, of course, has been through Ra, who works through David Wilcock and Carla Rueckert. And I am not a famous channel for them as they are, but I have had the honor of hearing from him. And he speaks of something that you're speaking of, which is the operative divine intelligence. And he says that everything is infinite intelligence. That's the definition for God. That's the definition of reaching up to the fifth dimensional vibration, where you really can tap into the infinite intelligence of the universe. And of course, this takes some doing. You're not going to get there without a lot of practice, determination, prayer, meditation, and work on yourself. And at the
vibrational
same time,
healing is part of the process, and becoming aware of energies around you and tuning into what energy feeds and nurtures
mm-hmm.
you. And again, starting to surround yourself, you have the responsibilities and for your own health to surround yourself with high frequencies of love and light, especially through music or through the way you harmonize your living space. And we all feed off of this vibrational universe. And
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful once you realize that, you know, to partake of the right foods, because you're putting a vibration into your body. And that's why once you learn about that everything has a frequency, you're not going to drink alcohol. Or, you know, that you'll realize that having drugs in your system is not what you want to have in your body, because it's of low substance, it's low frequency. And the right foods and so forth.
You know, I think the process about, you know, concerning drugs and alcohol or anything else is that the awakened individual just does not desire that, you know, any longer.
It's not even, it's not an issue at all.
It's not even in the realm of should I choose to do this kind of thing. It just doesn't happen, well, at least for me. But I think others that might still be struggling with these things, I notice a lot of people that have the addiction problems seem to also have a lot of repressed material. But I think they should know.
Well, that's the trauma,
That they can work with a person like you and then help that to be cleared much quicker than they could with traditional therapy, because it sounds like you're a mixture of traditional and New Age therapy. And with the New Age therapy,
transpersonal counselor
means
I believe in the soul. And, you know, a lot of therapists would not even have a clue as to how to deal with that. So, not all counselors.
Or do they connect with their kundalini or levitate. Tell us about the levitation, or do you care to go there? That's very fascinating.
About that experience? Well, I was just having such a wonderful time in my life at that time, because I had just begun to write the crop circle cards. And as you know, this energy of the crop circles is a phenomena that I think is one of the most important phenomena on the planet, because it's really an educational process that's going on.
The crop circles are wonderful,
Aren't they wonderful? And so I had been going over to England and experiencing that energy, and I come back and I'm shopping in a grocery store. And I had meditated earlier that morning, and I was literally on a high. But I literally felt like I was lifted. Let's put it this way. I was gliding along. I you know, how...
Did anybody else observe this, or was this something that you...
Wasn't even on my mind. I was just having so much fun with it. But at the same time, a little bit disconcerted by it, quite frankly. That never happened before, and I was wondering, well, what's going on here, whether I was losing my mind or what, you know. But since then, I've heard that this is a phenomenon that other people have also experienced, so I feel comfortable.
I've heard it from other light workers, and I've had dreams, actually. In my dreams, I am 20 to 30 feet above the earth, and I'm all over the, kind of bouncing off the earth and flying around, and it's always in my dreams. So one dream I had where I was actually floating above a waterfall, and I was teaching from that waterfall. I was saying, see, you can do it too. And it was like, wow. So, you know, ascension is really, it's set in
what you believe you can really experience. I mean, again, our minds are so powerful. You know, we can create anything, quite frankly.
Yeah, and it is said that, especially in the Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce book by Winfrey and David Wilcox, and Win is one of our show hosts here on BBS, that in the future people will be able to tap into these skills, and they will be like second nature. We'll be able to perform miracles for people like Jesus did, and I think that was the origins of his mission. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Carol, but it was really a pleasure to have you on the show and to share all of your vast information, and I want to encourage our listeners to visit your website at heartlickinstitute.com, and you can also give Carol Quinley a call at 760-941-0608. And I also want to encourage our listeners to check out my website at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com, where you can see her messages about world peace for the world. And you can email me anytime at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. And thank you again for coming on the show. We're going to close out for some
thank you,
Marcia. Material. And
thank
I'd like to stay in touch with you, and I'll be sure to listen to your shows in the future on BBS. And where can people hear your show on BBS before we close?
Well, again, if you go to my website, you can plug into the link on Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month, every 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Wonderful, and I'm certainly going to tune in to you. And thank you so much, and I think we'll have to have you back and continue this fascinating subject, because we just couldn't cover it all, could we?
Oh, well, thank you. And I would love to have you on my radio show. So
I'd love to come on sometime. Winnie, we're going to close out with a song that's been channeled in by John Lennon called Appreciated Angels, as inspired from John through the mediumship of Bob Murray. And we thank you, the listeners and the audience, for listening. Encourage you to stay with us next week as we have another very special guest. Thank you again, Carol, and many blessings to all in our listening audience. Thank you.